is when you start learning the halachas of giving tzedakah. The Torah gives many mitzvahs asay, and loose asay in regards to mitzvah tzedakah. The Torah gives a mitzvah to say, tzedakah, open your hand, asay and tzedakah, give to him. Take hold of him, Rambam includes that in the mitzvah tzedakah. For example, if a person is not an ani yet, but we take hold of him before he becomes an ani, Rambam holds that the mitzvah tzedakah. Others disagree and say that is only that is a separate mitzvah, not a part of the mitzvah tzedakah. The chayach yisei moch is another mitzvah of take care of his needs. And there are both sounds says in the Torah also, but amik is a volko. Well, see, that's esyot chom yachisot ha'avjain. Those only apply to ani. All of these apply to ani is present in front of you. If ani asks you for money and you do not give him, so you're the issur of ma'amech shavolcho and tzipas etzelcho. There's another mitzvah in the Torah of ayera the bavcho b'sip koloi. Do not feel bad when you give him, which means even if you give him but you have a bad attitude towards giving, you're over the rolab of ayera the bavcho b'sip koloi. The smak actually adds that a person gives tzedakah, does give tzedakah, but he gives it with an attitude of imut ha'leiv, he's not being compassionate. He says, why should we help him? He could have went and made more money, let him go to work, that type of attitude. So you're over the love of Lusa Amit is the Volkha. Do not harden your heart. In regards to the halacha of only being present, what is considered the only being present, is it enough that you know about it, or does the ani actually have to be there in front of you? So, if the ani is in front of you, obviously that's considered that the halacha of ani being present. The Shevet Halevi says that even if you know about it, there is also a halacha considered of ani lefanav. Ani lefanav is significant. It was pointed out in the Rebbe Shiurim that the limit of the amount that you're supposed to give to tzedakah doesn't apply when ani is lefanav. So the definition of ani lefanav is significant in regards to that halacha also. The amount to give, so the Shulchan Aruch says that the preferred way to give tzedakah is one-fifth of your property. One-fifth, which will be defined as income, we'll talk about that later on. Giving one-tenth is the average person, and less than that is considered ayin ra'ah. He's being cheap, and the amount that a person should give per year is one-third of a shekel per year, which our Hashem points out, that adds up to 256 kutas, which we add up to one kuta per day of the weekdays, excluding Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is very busy, and Shabbos. So those are the examples you would see. That's why they made that amount, one-third of a shekel. On a person who's an ani himself is not higher than the first two levels, but he also has to give at least one-third of a shekel per year to his stuff.